In the summertime, the best college baseball players don't take a break. They keep playing for a collegiate summer team. There are hundreds of those teams organized into dozens of leagues throughout North America. For the players, it's a chance to see how they match up against other top prospects and to show off for major league scouts. For the summer teams and their hometown fans, it's a chance to see the stars of tomorrow, today. You're listening to KNKX, and in Port Angeles, the Stars of Tomorrow play for the Lefties. It's one of 11 teams in the West Coast League. 88.5's Jeffrey Reddick talked with Lefties owner Matt Acker at their home field.
The Lefties are new to Port Angeles. 2017 was their first season there, but the city's already embraced them. They play in Civic Field, right in the center of town. And last year, more than 1,300 fans showed up for each home game. Tickets start at $5. Matt Acker says that price makes an evening at the ballpark attractive to families.
And those are the ones at the end of the day. They're here waiting to meet the players, you know, because we have all the players come out. Our dugout's right here. And they walk up the stairs, and that's their locker room with that door open. And all the players come out into the courtyard and shake hands and sign autographs. And really, it's really personal.
The community chose the Lefties mascot, an Olympic marmot. But what's with the name? That's a long story. Couldn't be the Marmots. The clothing company made sure of that. Acker says he wanted crossover appeal. He considered PAWAS, a local abbreviation of Port Angeles, Washington.
But that didn't really cross over outside the area.
So he thought of POLLYs, an acronym for Port Angeles Upper Left.
But really, my crossover is people named Paul, you know? So it really wasn't a huge market.
But Lefties, that's about 10% of the population.
You'd be amazed. I mean, even opposing teams come through and you know, so-and-so's uncle comes in because he's a lefty. Or their nephew's a lefty. Or,
well, I mean, in baseball, a lefty is much more valuable.
Right.
Especially as a pitcher, right?
Right. Absolutely. It's, yeah, it crosses over in baseball. It crosses over in so many different things. I love it when I sell a shirt to somebody like, I hate baseball, but I'm a lefty. Awesome. Great. And you live in Victoria? Great. Go stop by their park.
Victoria is the home of the Lefties' arch rival, the Harbor Cats.
They're 14 miles away. They're 17 miles home plate to home plate. And Jim Swanson, the managing partner, is just a great heel. I mean, he likes to be the heel. I mean, he enjoys it. And I never want to be the heel. I don't like that at all. I know he's just really a great promoter is what he is, because as soon as the spotlight's off, he's so nice and such a great help.
Are you going to have repeat players this season? Is it always all new players?
2 years is max. 2 years is really max. Because the reality is, if a guy's not getting signed by year three, then he's really probably not that high of a prospect. Doesn't mean that you don't keep that person. There's some situations where you have a kid that's just such a great personality. The town loves him. And he's a good player. But he's at a ceiling. You'll never see a kid come for year three and he's a pain in the butt. But some of them sign, and then they're gone. Some of them are smart, and their family comes, and there's hugs, and they leave. And some go down to the car dealership and spend half their signing bonus and, you know, lose money when they drive off the lot. I try not to get involved with that too much, but they sign out of here.
So how do you find the players that you want for the Lefties? Is it kind of like a draft situation, or do you scout?
Scout and connections. So, for example, you call the Mariners up. And the Mariners say, here's our prospects, the Mariners scout. And you look at the schools and you go, okay, this kid's at University of Washington. So obviously I'm connected to the Mariners and the University of Washington. So I make a call and say, this is who we want. And then you go backwards and you go to USC and ASU, where you're connected to those coaches, and they tell you their prospects. And then you go, okay, I know the Pirates guy and I know the Rangers guy, and you pull them in that way. We barely talk to them. They're under a college contract to be paid for tuition to go to that school. And those coaches have control at those universities, and they know where they want to go. And same thing with the kids with their advisors, because they're not allowed to have agents. You know, they want to get into one of these three leagues. The most well-rounded is the Cape. The most offensive is the Northwoods. And the best pitching has come out of this league.
The West Coast League has some real money behind it. John Stanton, the majority owner of the Mariners, owns two teams. John Ryan, the Seahawks punter, owns another. And then there's the Corvallis Knights, as in the Knight family, You know, Nike. Acker's not like the other owners. He's mostly been a coach.
I can go, you know, put the tie on and go speak to groups. I like to do that, and that's fine. I can't bring that here. And I think people in town respect that. This is work. This is my job. So I'm going to find something to do here.
Think like 5 years in the future. The team will be successful if...
I don't know, that's an interesting question. I'm never going to achieve my goals. I mean, I just reset them before I get to them my whole life. The only time I'd be disappointed is if I'm stagnant. I can tell you, though, I've become more successful. And the reason how this grows, right, is the more successful town becomes.
Acker says the future is bright for Port Angeles. He says people want to move there for the same reason he did. He takes in the view from home plate. Snow-capped Hurricane Ridge seems close enough to touch.
That is impressive, like looking at Hurricane Ridge and then turning around on the other side and you have the Pacific Ocean right there. There are very few places in the world that you can look at both of those in 180 degrees. I ride my bike around town all the time and I always stop and go, wow, this is like being in the picture.
Matt Acker is the owner of the Port Angeles Lefties. As it happens, my colleague Simone Alisea ran into some of his players as they took the ferry to Victoria for an exhibition game with the Harbor Cats. She talked with a few of them.
Tyler Oldenburg.
Where are you from?
Boise, Idaho.
Oh, so you're not too far from home.
No, still Northwest.
Is this your first time playing with a college team?
Third year summer ball, first time in the West Coast League.
Where else have you played?
I played up in Alaska with our head coach Darren my freshman summer, and then I played in the Northwoods in Minnesota last year.
So are you looking forward to playing here?
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. I'm a Northwest kid. Finally get the chance to play around here.
Steven Sepsich.
And what position you play?
I'm an outfielder.
And how long have you been playing for the Lefties?
First summer.
Where are you from?
I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
So this is a long way from home.
Yes, ma'am. Very much. It's quite a trek.
Do you like it?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Nice community, small town, Port Angeles, but it's going to be fun.
It's much, much cooler up here, I suspect.
Yeah, it's not 95 degrees and humid.
Baxter Halligan.
What are you most looking forward to this season?
Just hanging out with the guys and playing some good baseball and meeting new people.
And how long have you been playing for the Lefties?
This is my first summer at the Lefties.
Okay. How's it been?
It's been good so far. We have our first game tonight.
How do you think it's going to go?
I think we're going to win.
The Lefties did win that night, 8-6. Right now, the team is in Bend for a three-game series against the Elks. We'll hear more stories from Port Angeles on Thursday during All Things Considered. The show will be broadcast live from the Port Angeles Main Library.